We're talking today with Blaine Arthur, our State Secretary of Agriculture. Blaine, coming up 2nd of April, one of those annual things that a lot of folks look forward to, Ag Day at the Oklahoma State Capitol. Give me kind of an overview of what the department is planning for this year.
Well, we're certainly excited about Ag Day. It's one of our favorite days of the year. And on Tuesday, April the 2nd, we will have a slew of things going on at the State Capitol. In the morning, starting at 10 o'clock, we'll be doing our Ag in the Classroom Awards, and those will recognize our winners for the poster contest and the childhood coloring contest. And we'll also recognize our 2019 Teacher of the Year. This year, it's Christy Puckett, who's from Maysville Elementary School. So we're certainly excited to recognize those students and our Teacher of the Year. And we always appreciate that we have legislators that come down and join us there on the second floor rotunda to help us present those awards to our winners. From 10 until 2 on the fourth floor rotunda, we'll have all of our commodity group booths that will be there, and that's a great time for members of the legislature and folks who are there at the State Capitol to interact with those commodity groups. There's some great things to eat during that afternoon, so it's certainly a busy place there on the fourth floor rotunda. And then our final event of the day will be at 2 o'clock that afternoon. We'll be recognizing our Governor's Ag Hall of Fame winner. That will be in Senate Room 535, and so we anticipate a good group that will be there, and looking forward to the governor stopping by for a few moments so that we can recognize our Ag Hall of Fame winner.
And of course, at the Youth Expo, you gave us a bit of a sneak peek regarding who that will be.
That is correct. We were glad to announce there at the Youth Expo prior to the grand drive that Mr. Jimmy Harrell from Western Oklahoma will be recognized as our Ag Hall of Fame recipient, and certainly a very familiar name and very familiar face to all of those in agriculture, and has certainly supported our 4-H and FFA youth, and specifically there at the Youth Expo. So we look forward to recognizing Mr. Harrell next Tuesday.
And, you know, this is this year we're going back to that single award. We had actually had several awards, including the Hall of Fame Award winner in previous years.
In the past, there were four awards that were given, and the department has made the decision to just bring that back to one Ag Hall of Fame award. We think that's a great way to really have that committee focus on a single individual, and can really highlight an individual and their contributions to the state and to agriculture here in Oklahoma.
Obviously, a lot of excitement is brought by the kids that come in for the Ag in the Classroom celebration. Department has a great partnership, I know, with the private side of things in agriculture, as well as with Oklahoma State University with the Ag in the Classroom.
We certainly do. Ag in the Classroom is one of our programs. I'm certainly proud of all of our programs, but I'm especially proud of the work that Ag in the Classroom, that our coordinators do throughout the state, sharing the message about production ag in our schools every day here in Oklahoma. They travel a lot, and they have a huge impact in Oklahoma, and we have the majority of our commodity groups are extremely supportive of that Ag in the Classroom program, and we've had a long positive relationship with Oklahoma State University in developing that curriculum and providing some space for one of our coordinators to work out of there on campus. And so, as most things are, it takes teamwork and shared resources to have an impactful program, and we're very proud of that long-term collaboration and success that we've seen through the Ag in the Classroom program, and we look forward to that continued partnership.
Thanks, Madam Secretary. Blaine Arthur, our Oklahoma State Secretary of Agriculture, talking about Ag Day, this year set for April 2nd at the State Capitol in Oklahoma City. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.